When people talk about the great American alligator, they're most likely thinking of the creatures in the swamps of Louisiana or the Everglades of Florida. But Texas has its gators, too. In Texas, gators can be found in 120 counties. And with the human population in Texas expanding, encounters between people and alligators are on the increase. This produces the potential for dangerous situations. But Luis Hayes says we don't need to fear the gator, but we do need to respect him. She has written the new book, Alligators of Texas.
I think they're very fascinating animals. They certainly fit in very well with their habitat, as do all crocodilians, and that's where land and water meet. They're fascinating because they are terrestrial animals in terms of what they're adapted for. They're lung breathing, but they're secondarily adapted for water. So they have nostrils that are the last thing that go under when they are trying to get away from people and they have to go down. They take a breath. They've got a fleshy float flap that goes ahead and actually closes and will seal, because they are lung-breathing animals, they have to go ahead and have that seal or they would drown. And Philippe, the photographer of the book, has two photos that we have side by side, one of the mouth totally open, and then the other one showing that fleshy flap that closes it. And they have ears that will go ahead and close when they go underwater, and they've got webbed feet. But they can run around on land, too, and that's what they're primarily adapted for, and then secondarily adapted for water. And so that, to me, is very fascinating. And they also have amazing parenting skills. I think some of our humans should go ahead and take some time to observe alligator parents, how they take care of their young. The female guards the nest, and then one or both parents may go ahead and actually open up the nest and sometimes even take the eggs in their mouth and open them up and then carry the babies to the water in their mouths. And then they protect them. Even adults who aren't the parents, a lot of times, will go ahead and protect young alligators from predators.
How widespread are alligators in Texas?
Well, the Gulf Coast is really where you have the primary home to alligators. That's the primo habitat. And you've got around Port Arthur, you've got the coastal marsh and wide expanses of water where alligators live. And then you've got inland habitats. Well, a habitat like Brazos Bend State Park that has a lot of water bodies and is close to a river and creeks so that the alligators can move in and out, that is a prime inland habitat. Other inland habitats are not as good. So we're talking about the alligator's range isn't all the same as far as the density of alligators the habitat can support and so on. And you're going to have some areas, let's say, that are cold relative to what alligators like, and you may be able to have a few warm winters and have alligators expand their range, and then they're going to get knocked back when you have cold winters, and you'll find dead alligators floating around.
But we'll find alligators in other parts of Texas other than just the Gulf Coast. What about in the Rio Grande Valley?
That area is seeing a lot more alligators. I personally have not been there, but people I know who work at the Gladys Porter Zoo at Brownsville say that they don't really have anything to do with wild alligators, but they always get the calls from residents. So that is an area where there's quite a number of alligators, and the population seems to be growing.
We had a period of drought, but now we're having a wet season. Is that making much of a difference as far as getting alligators to spread their numbers?
Well, what happens is during drought, let's give Brazos Bend State Park as an example. You have some water bodies starting to dry up, and the alligators will go ahead and move into areas where there's permanent water. And typically, the older, larger alligators, they have the best habitats. They can survive the droughts. They can survive the freezing temperatures and so on because their microhabitat is better. And so these alligators that are typically what we call the subadults, they are about 3 feet to about 5.5 feet. And those are the ones that a lot of times are out, drought or no drought, as soon as their parents are no longer taking care of them, they are on the move trying to find a new place to live. And, of course, during drought, that's magnified, and you can have a lot of predation taking place then, and sometimes not even predation or cannibalism by other alligators. An alligator may just not want an alligator in its territory when you get under conditions like that, and they'll just kill the alligator and leave it. And as I said, that would be typically the subadult class, and they have a rough time of it anyway. They're no longer having parents taking care of them, and they're out on their own. They don't have a territory, and that's going to be the group that probably has the most mortality.
So how is the alligator population in Texas doing right now? Would you consider it healthy? What's the trend line?
Oh, it's healthy. It's growing. And definitely, though, in the areas that are being hunted, we're not having as many of the big old alligators come through the check stations. But once you go ahead and get rid of the larger alligators who hold more territory, then you've got other alligators competing for territory, and you're going to have some squabbles, sometimes that result in one being injured or killed. But when you get rid of these larger animals, it kind of causes a chaos for everybody going after territories.
Another large animal that has seen a population explosion in Texas is humans. Are we seeing more human alligator contacts?
Well, let me just say that in terms of any problems with alligators in a place like Port Arthur or Anahuac, the people there are used to alligators with these big expanses of coastal marshes, and they tend to live off the land more. And so there's always been human-alligator interactions, but they're not problematic. Where we're having the issues are as, for example, in the Houston area, and I suspect this is what's going on in the Brownsville area, is that we are having new housing developments built. And as we're going ahead and cementing in areas, we are taking habitat from animals, and we're also going ahead and creating detention ponds. And so there's many developments that have lakes of something in their name. And these alligators that usually the ones in the subadult, the 3 to 5.5 foot class, they're looking for places to move into. And so oftentimes these developments with their so-called lakes, really ponds, are where these subadult alligators try to find a home. And then as they get larger, if they stay in the area, then you can have some issues.
Louise Hayes is the author of Alligators of Texas. It's published by Texas A&M University Press.